So, hey, this is your host signing in, and welcome to the Aniket Mishra Show. So, for today's our guest, we have a person who is a business development coach, or you can call him a business strategist. He's a person, like, if you talk to that person, he'll change your mindset. He'll evaluate the perspective about life. And what's it? Let's hear it from my brother, Nijon. We welcome you to our show, brother.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Aniket. It's actually a pleasure being here. And I'm honored that you felt I'm good enough to be on your show. And then I can share my views. And I hope today's session will be having some fruitful discussion. And then it will be beneficial to your audience and to my audience as well. Yeah, glad to be here.
Thank you so much for that. And so when I begin with this, I'll start with, what's your story? So this is a very common question I ask.
What's my story?
Yeah.
Okay. Very genuine, actually. I ask a lot of people this question when I meet for the first time, because I find asking someone, hey, how you doing? It's a very impulse reaction. People say, I'm good. Although if someone is not good or someone's going through a lot of things in their lives and all. So yeah, so what's your story? What's my story is... I'm born and brought up in Assam. It's a part of northeastern India. I shifted to Pune since the last 8 years. I've been staying here. And blogging and some things, entering the internet space or entering the social media, it's something that I've never thought about, to be very precise, to be very honest. But what happened gradually, I started writing quotes. And I started writing quotes because I felt pretty good about them. I started posting them on my Instagram and people started really appreciating me. And then I started getting a lot of tractions in it. Let it be my own friends or let it be people who are following me from around the world. And then I started doing my own studies, started doing my research on how to go about with content. And I realized video is something that's very popular. And I have wanted to do videos, but I like, hey, I don't have a camera or I don't have things like that. I got my iPhone. Like, why not start doing it from here itself and let's see where it goes. And I'm still doing it from here. My laptop's there, but I get bored using the laptop half the time. So yeah, I've been starting doing this and I've been doing this since last 6 months. I remember my first video was 2nd of Jan 2019. And it's very close to 6 months I have been doing my vlogging work. And last 6 months have been pretty exciting, pretty exciting for me, honestly. I've been getting traction so much. I've been able to impact lives. And the best part is, when I wake up in the morning and I see a DM or I see a message like, hey, you know what? This quote relates to me so good. It turned my day amazing. Or this video, I can relate myself so much to it that it just boosted me to work the entire day to the best of my potential. And that little thing is what always motivates me to get going and give the best from my end and so that I can bring the best out of people and let them believe that they are themselves the true energy and true potential amongst within themselves, and they can use the most of their capabilities. And that's why I'm really working out so that I can make people understand that, you know, never underestimate yourself and how to work to the best of their potential.
Yeah, that was an amazing value, man. I'm just amazed. Like, what was the journey of having this love for philosophy or the mindset, and how this came to a reality about impacting other people? From where the idea began?
So the idea started beginning was, to be honest, I lost my dad 1.5 years ago. And it's been a very emotional period for me and my family. We've been through a lot of rough period. And within this rough time, within this atrocity or within this adversity of my life, I have been able to extract so many lessons from it, how to tackle them, how to deal with them, because I've always been the one who's the most energetic. And I'm very proud of saying that, you know. So when I'm with my friends and all, I'll be the loudest one amongst them. And I like being like that. It's how I am. It's how authentic I am. I'm the fun guy. So I've got the lessons. I've got my share in these atrocities of life and how I've evolved myself within the last 2 years. Last 2 years have been like crazily crucial for me. Before that, it was the same life. I was going to college. I just got a job, the same money, same friends, same booze going out here and there. And life was the same. There's no crazy difference in it. But this thing, the lessons which I have learned all this time, I started spreading it across and it started building traction. People started to relate to it. People started finding solutions to it. And then I started to understand that fact that, you know, my problem or my solutions, which I have learned through my phase, can be a remedy for millions of people out there. And the same way, everyone has our story. You have your own story. I have my own story. To a lot of people, everyone, each and every individual you come across has their own share of story, which they are or they might not be willing to share. But that share, that part of their story might act as a solution to millions out there. And that is where I think I have got my boost, or I have got my motivation that, no, I'll have to start doing it. I'll have to put my story across to people so that they can understand, they can sink in where I have been through and the lessons which I have learned. It might be a remedy for them. And within the same process, I will be able to connect with so many amazing minds. Like today, we are having a conversation like that. There's so many other people I'm having a conversation with. Their story has been able to motivate me on a very day-to-day basis. And this is where the catalyst of the entire thing started. This is where I am motivated every day when I wake up that, you know, I should share a part of my day, which was the best part of my day and how it motivated me to do the best of my capabilities. And I want to share it across to my people. And even if I've always worked in a ratio of 2%. So if I have 100 followers, and if even two of them show up and say, you know what, this is something I have been facing or I had faced in my life. Probably if I had the solution back then, I would have been able to tackle it in the most appropriate manner. So even if two of them like show up and say, you know, that's great and something I can relate to, I think my purpose is done. And that's where I have been doing it and I have been getting some good tractions. And that's what motivates me to keep doing it again and again every other day.
So this was something like I could relate to a lot, because whenever I see people who are fetching for the likes, for the followers, I feel like they are just messed up in the metrics. I feel that if I'm posting something on Instagram or any other social media platform, if a single person can also get benefited from that particular post, get some solution from that particular blog what I have written, I think my purpose is done. And if you sum up whatever you said just now, it's something which from pain comes purpose. So that's the actual way from whatever you have gone through your life. You lost your dad. I'm really sorry about that. And whatever the circumstances came to your life, that made you do something which is impacting other people. So that's very obvious that with pain, you actually get what's the purpose of life. So I saw a photo somewhere. I don't know. I was searching your name all across Google and LinkedIn and other platforms as well. So I saw a photo where you were teaching some.
Oh, did you find me?
Yeah, I did a good homework. So I found.
I'm glad.
Where you actually were teaching government school like students or something. So what's that? Are you working for
an NGO
or something?
Yes. I was working for an NGO. Well, I have a very good friend of mine, and she works there. It's called Teach for India, and she works there. And they needed a volunteer to serve for a specific period of time. And I was telling her, you know what, hey, just get me a slot. I want to teach some students. And this actually has two aspects of it. One aspect is I always wanted to give back. And teaching is something that I never thought I would be doing, but I did for a specific period of time. And I'm glad that I did it. And the other part is these students were the underprivileged students. I was working for this NGO. And the lessons I got from there and it was simply phenomenal. It comes across in this way, like not everyone is entitled with all the luxuries of life. You know, a luxury, but I don't mean luxury. A luxury, I mean food, but I mean clothing, but I mean education. Exactly. The basic things, which are a luxury for a lot of people out there. I mean, honestly, we are one of those top few million people on this planet who are having a bed to sleep, a roof over our top, water to drink, food to eat, some good education, good clothes to wear. And when I started interacting with these kids, I realized there's so much we have to do for the society, man. There's so much we have to do. I mean, all the education, all the things we have learned, it's of no use if we just use it to mint money for ourselves and our families. I mean, it's utter bullshit, man. What are you doing? You're not doing anything for anyone else. You're not helping someone. You're not giving a hungry man of food. You're not giving a thirsty woman some water. You're not giving a person who's not wearing clothes, your old clothes or new clothes or whatever it is. So I think that is where I really want to do. And that experience was simply phenomenal. You know, I was teaching there for, I think, almost 1 month or 1.5 months. I was with them and I interacted with them. I'm recently joining one more NGO very soon as well. But the problem is timing has always been an issue, but I, during that period of time, I sacrificed a few hours of my sleep and got a very genuine chance to interact with these kids. And that was an insane lesson. And I've made a couple of videos then also. And I've urged to my entire community, to my friends, you know what, guys, just go teach someone, you know, and see what impacts it has in your life. You would be a totally different person if you start interacting with people like them. You know, we always interact with our friends, with our bosses, with our managers. That is great. But have you gone out of your boundaries and interacted with these people who are underprivileged, who have not had those luxuries of life, who are really craving for things that we take for granted, and you do a small bit of it and that smile that brings in their face, it's unimaginable. Happiness that you get, it's priceless. You can't value it.
Yeah, true. Like I don't spread this thing whenever like I talk to someone or I share my story. Even I have worked for an NGO. I have been to places and I have done. I'm saying this for the first time on a social media platform, because just the conversation came and I just came in. So I exactly know the feel. Like it's something which is, you know, you get certain times like, oh, I'm not able to express that feeling. So that's feel. Like you cannot express that feel when you feel that thing. When you see someone smiling just because of you putting a little effort in making their life a little better, a little.
Yes.
You told about just you're sharing your old clothes or something. Yeah, it's completely fine. You, if you have certain amount of money, you don't go and spread on something and you give it. You just take your old clothes, just give to someone who is needing that thing, and just that's it. You don't need to be very fancy when you give something. You can just give your old clothes which you are not using, which you'll be throwing after years. That cloth can be someone's useful, like who's not having something, who's going naked on streets in the winter season.
Absolutely.
You can actually give a sweater or something like that. That's phenomenal, man. I'm just sharing this thing, just journey.
Absolutely.
You know, that's the purpose. That's the thing what struck my mind, like interviewing people, starting this talk show. This was the initial, like ultimate goal. Listening to a lot of people across the globe, across India, listening to their journey, listening to what works they're doing. You know, social media has, like Gary Vee says, that negative has a greater audience. You know, we spread a lot of audience in negativity. We have spread a lot of negative.
Exactly.
In India also, a lot of negative things are going on. But we have a lot of positive people also. We have having positivity all around India also. It's not that only negative things are coming. Positive things are coming, but they are not being spread. So that was the message.
Exactly.
The thing which came in my mind about interviewing people. Like you just did a fantastic job. No one knows it. Like my audience didn't know about who you are. You did a fantastic job in going to an NGO, teaching underprivileged students. So that's something very positive. You know, if a lot of like 100 listeners also listen to this, and if a single person can go and do the same what you did, it's something which...
That's a lot.
Which is like if this podcast gets monetized or I get $100 for it, I'm not happy. But if a single person can get impacted by this particular podcast and he goes and helps an underprivileged children, I'm blown away. I'm so much grateful for this. Like really,
absolutely.
So much grateful for you also for just spreading this positive message and helping underprivileged children. Like even I have planned in long term, if I have sustainable income. See, first thing is that a person who is happy can make others happy. A person who's not happy himself cannot spread the message of smiles. So that's the thing I'm planning also. Growing first, having a sustainable. If first you have something in your pocket, then you can spread that thing. Before that, you cannot go on doing, I'll go and help. So how you are going to help? You don't have anything. So that was the thing. So,
True that. Yeah. I'm just gonna take a small bit of it. So the way you said, there's a lot of negativity spread out across, and negativity attracts more and more audience towards it. And I totally believe it. You know, our media, or not only our media or any media you come across, the news is more of the negativity that's happening around our society, right? If you see that, that's the news. And people are more attracted towards it. And that's something I really want to address. And I'm coming up with a video as well. I'm working on the script. So that negativity is something that's imprinted in our brains and it goes. And that, you imagine you start your day listening to a news. Hey, you know what? Today a girl got raped here. Or today a bank got robbed here. Will you be in a positive mindset to initiate your day on a very good note? No, right? So people are more addressing those issues because they are the ones who are generating more and more TRPs.
Yeah. Awareness just the game is fine. Of TRP. Yeah, true.
Yeah, exactly. 100%. Awareness is fine. Creating awareness is good. But do not let that awareness go to such a great extent that it's going to be imprinted in your mind and you stick that thing so bad that you're not able to work out for the whole day. And then if there's a parent, if they look into that news over and over again, they would be really concerned about their students who might be staying with them or might be staying out of the house, and they'll be really, oh my God, this is happening around the city. Is my daughter okay? Things like that. But in the same manner, if you can just put across the positive messages, someone winning in some places, someone doing charity, someone doing great work, someone doing a startup who is doing great. If you can spread about these messages and try to imprint these images in people's mind, I think the world would be in a really much better state then.
100%. I could not agree more on this. Like, this is a situation when you talked about a daughter staying out. So I have a lot of people, I have observed a lot of people, I have come across a lot of people where the daughter, like my batch, when I passed my 12th standard, a lot of girls could not go away from this, our hometown. Like, I stay in Dhanbad. A lot of parents did not allow their daughters to go out. So I asked the reason, like, what's the reason why your parents are not sending you out? So they are saying that rape cases, rates have been a lot of, like, people are not going to Delhi University because in Delhi, rape cases are above, you know, above the mark, what actually is happening every year. A lot of other serfs, murders and dacoits, and a lot of negative things are happening all across the cities, all across the towns. So that's the reason our parents are not sending us. And this was something which was very common in a lot of girls. So I talked all around 10 to 12 girls.
Correct.
And the same reason was that, okay, some had problems, financial problem. That's okay. That's completely fine. But the second problem was, no, Delhi University. Why not Delhi University? Because, you know, you see a lot of rapes happening in Delhi. So
true.
You know, that's a mentality. It becomes a mentality. And a lot of parents don't send their daughter for the higher education is something which, you know, they will tell, okay, don't study, get married or study from here only, study back home. You know, a person who's studying back home, you know, I have no problem with that. A lot of people have a lot of issues. I respect each and everything. But, you know, until unless you go out of your comfort zone, until unless you walk out from your own city, you go like to a new city, you meet a lot of people, you get new exposures, you get a lot of other things, stuffs, and, you know, all mm-hmm. the surrounding thing. You learn a lot. You grow.
Correct.
That's the thing.
Correct.
If you stay in your own city, if you just be with all that four friends, and if you're being around your, you know, the shadow of your parents, you'll not grow. I have seen a lot of girls, a lot of boys who are getting 90-95%, but they are not matured yet. Like, if you send them out of this particular town, or you send them out in a new city, like a city where they haven't gone yet, they'll be messed up. They'll not find a way how to just do things, just to do a simple things also. They cannot find a hotel where they can stay up the paths. You know, they cannot interact with strangers and ask them like for the help and things like that. I have seen a lot of them. And me being a DNF student, I can go a lot of cities. I have been traveling a lot because of my athletics journey. So I am an ex-pro athlete. Mm-hmm. So I have been traveling to a lot of cities. And that was the thing. By traveling, by meeting a lot of new people, I got a lot of new exposure. And that's the way I have been matured and I have been growing. So that's the one thing which main course media is spreading. A lot of hate message. If I on the TV right now, I'll see something which is negative. That's for sure.
Exactly.
A government is doing something wrong. Farmers are not getting paid their loans. A girl raped. I know recently in my place also, a six-year-old was raped by a 40-year-old man. I was like, you know, I feel like, why is this? You know, there are a lot of prostitute institutions all over India also. You go there. If you really want to, you have that thing, you have that urgeness and things like that, just go. Get lost. Why are you doing such, you know, I'm I get speechless when I talk about this. I get emotional also by listening to it. You know, I don't have a sister, but I can feel that pain. I can feel what happens in someone's family. So, you know, what's your
disastrous feedback?
Like, how should our India get more? Like, a lot of people are going to listen to this podcast. So what's your message to the audience, to all the people who will be listening to this? So how can we like
this
spread more positive around, and how can we
impact? I think this thing goes back to our education and the upbringing of how we are brought up, you know. Even though there was a good upbringing, I've seen a lot of people turning into asses, you know. They do things just because they have some few bucks in their pockets and things like that. But I think education is something that is really a foundation that can obstruct this thing from the deep root, you know. And, you know, changing people mindsets is not a one-day game. True. Changing India is not a one-day game, right? It's a very gradual process. You'll have to be very inclined to things that are to be followed very strictly in order for you to change your mindset. I've been there. I know how routine you have to be, you know, just to take off the thing. And I have this thought. We discuss whenever we come across such news. Me and my friends, like, you know what? I want to know what mindset these people are having when they are committing a horrendous society. I don't know, anti-social activity like this. Let's not only consider rape. There are a lot of other things as well. And I think that, I don't know, but maybe I will study on it down the line. But I just want to know what goes in the background of their mind when they are doing such activities to a baby, a 2-month-old baby. Like, can you believe it? A 2-month-old baby, recently a case in Bombay. A dog. There's a recent case in Haryana.
True.
I mean, yeah. I mean, a dog. I mean, dude, what do you think when you do something like this? I mean, that's what I want to know. And I think education is something. I mean, yeah, law and order is always there. Law and order is to be implied when things like this happens. How about we take this off from the root itself so that law and order doesn't have to come in the picture itself? You know, education, like making people aware about themselves, about how the society is, or how things have evolved, or how you can come up with the stereotypes and hypocrisies that are associated mostly in our Indian culture, in our societies across the country. Every state you go, there's some of the other thing that's happening. There's some of the other thing. I'm from Assam. I'm staying in Maharashtra since last 8 years. I've been staying in Pune. I've been staying in Bombay. So I know how things have been working out. And the social evil factor is there. Is there in a lot of places. You just, people blame Delhi. People blame Bihar. People blame UP. Because they see these news is coming up very often. You go with the statistics of the things that are happening around India, it is more or less the same.
True.
Maybe some states is happening less, maybe some states is happening more. Right. You cannot blame one city center. You know, you just shouldn't go to Delhi. The rates of crime are crazy. Hey, that's great. But have you been to other states as well? Have you checked the statistics? Just because the media does not show it around does not mean it doesn't happen in those places. It's happening. All right. It's happening here. It's happening there. It's happening everywhere. Maybe the intensity of happening is a little different. But then I think education, and that's where people like you, people like me, I mean, if I'm able to educate someone on this thing, I think I would be more than happy to do it if someone feels I'm privileged enough. I don't know I'll be able to do it or not, because that's something I have not done. I've just been studying a few articles and a few things on this. But if someday down the line, if I come across an opportunity where I have to teach people on overcoming this thing or this mindset, I think that will be just great. And this is where like people like you and me and a lot of other people who are trying to impact the society comes in the picture. Comes together for a greater purpose and works for the betterment of the society, for the people, and for the humanity as a whole.
Yeah, that's true. I just want to add that point when you talk about education. He means that education, not only just reading books, your textbooks, or things like that. Education means whole round development of your body, of your mind. So it's all about the whole round development. So when you talk about, you know,
exactly
comment, rules, regulations, that's completely fine. you know, there are a lot of rules, but people are breaking that rules. So it's actually needs to be addressed from within yourself. You know, you need to start
the, exactly,
that cause, you know, that thinking. It should be within ourselves. You know, everything starts from inside. You can teach someone about something, but you cannot change their mindset. You know, mindset is something, you know, if I tell you to do something, sure, you just don't go to the gas stove, don't touch to the fire. You'll have that urgency of, okay, let's see what happens if you do that.
Let's see what happens. Correct.
Let's see what happens. And once you do that thing, it becomes like, okay, no one told me something. If, you know, a lot of crimes are not aware, like people are doing, you know, I've read a lot of articles where it's happening inside a family. Your cousin or your maternal aunt or maternal uncle, things are that serious. And, you know, these cases are like, parents are like, okay, they should not go out of the family because we'll have to face a lot of, you know, bullshit things. That's the reason we need to get more aware on this topic. And, you know, you need to go all in all and impact as much as human we can, as much as, you know, you cannot change the mindset, but you can actually narrate a storytelling, what you mentioned earlier, like just describing everything. If you teach someone with abstract, like in our holy book, Bhagavad Gita, the everything surrounds from that Upanishad, what our Vedas had told in like a lot of years back. So that Upanishads and then a lot of 11 or 12 Upanishads have been summarized and what's in that Bhagavad Gita. So it tells about that if you go on telling about abstracts, about the principles, a person will listen from this ear and it'll go from the next. But if you tell people, like in the form of storytelling, has a great influence on our people. Like I had a lot of great influence about reading a lot of stories. So that was the thing what motivated me to do something with content creation or things like that. But you know, when you when you describe your story, when you describe everything in the form of storytelling, in a form of narrative, what our media houses are doing, they are presenting everything in a storyline. And that's why a lot of people are getting influenced. So we, as a content creator, we as a member of the society, influencing and impacting a lot of members, like we have a lot of audience with us, we need to share a lot of stories and connect the principles with the stories so that people could actually connect in a deeper level, you know, connect actually with the heart to heart. And then the thing may go like in our favor and things go on unfolding. So that's
absolutely. Yeah. I'm totally with you on this. Yeah, true.
So we can end up this thing. But before ending, I have another question. What's your purpose? And how to find, like a lot of people don't know their purpose. So how they can find their purpose and what's your purpose for life, for a lifetime?
My purpose, as I write, and I just have two words. I want to elevate mindsets. Okay. When I say elevate mindsets, it's just two words, but it covers a very broader aspect. What's happening that people are losing faith in themselves. That's one of the major problems nowadays. People are losing faith in themselves. People have stopped believing that, okay, they are enough to achieve a lot in their lives. Okay. People are so much indulged in, okay, he has that, she has that. Again, and peer pressure and comparison and the society and the hypocrisy associated and all the things with that. People have forgotten their true potential. People have forgotten what they are capable of. And that is where I want to make people aware that, you know what, you are a bunch of potential. Like I've written a quote which says, you are a fireball of dreams and opportunities. You know, that is you. You can do it yourself. You of course, there'll be a lot of shortcomings. You know, none of us are perfect. But the things you're good at, when you're not even appreciating those things, I mean, your shortcomings will take over. And once it consumes you, the self-doubt consumes you, you will never be able to go anywhere in life. And that is where I have struck my goal, is so that I can elevate more and more mindset. I can tell people that, you know, I can help them grow in their personal, in their professional spaces. At the same time, I want to grow myself as well. So both of my purpose and what my personal goal is and what my personal goal with my content has been aligned. I want to be an entrepreneur. I want to be a social media entrepreneur, which I am eventually growing. I'm sowing my seeds now. But at the same time, I really want to add and add value to people's lives so that they can understand their potential and they can perform best of their capabilities. And that's where I want to come. Because I've seen across there's depression, there's people who have anxiety issues. And these all comes from very minor things like, you know what, my colleague just got incentive and I have not. I think I'm incapable. And this short thing reaches to one part of your brain and it lets to such a hazard that your morale goes down and down and down and down. You see how a small thing impacted a brain to such a great extent? So this is where I want to come in the picture, add value to people's life and make people aware of their own potential. So that's my core purpose. Yes.
That was amazing. Amazing talking to a person who is in the purpose of evaluating mindsets. And I'm blown away by what value he's added to this particular podcast. I'm really thankful for him. I'm really happy that he has cut down his, you know, he's working in night. If you don't know, he's working in night till 3 a.m., 6 a.m. in the morning. He has time only for rest in the morning and he spared that time for you people to get more impacted, you people to get more value from his advices and wisdom. Thank you so much, brother, for joining us for the show. We are really grateful for you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. Have a lovely day ahead. And I hope we'll be having a lot of other talks down the line as well.
Yeah. Goodbye. So this was it from our show. We'll be back with our next episode soon. Till then, goodbye. Be grateful for whatever you have. Luxury doesn't mean having a good car. Luxury means having a basic necessity. This was the thing. This was the theme about what our brother Nizam spoke. Thank you so much. We'll meet you in the next episode.